One of the wonderful things in life is that we are wealthy. We live in a wealthy body, we live in a wealthy world, we live in a wealthy consciousness, and that's for us to enjoy whatever we wish. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Living in a wealthy consciousness requires something very definite from each of us. It requires that we remain constant in the thought that we are wealthy. For every moment that we think we're not wealthy, every moment that we think that we are losing in abundance or that we don't have things or whatever, then we are placing in our consciousness the idea of lack. Lack is one of the nemesis of wealth. For lack says that wealth is not there. And it's only because lack has not awakened to what it is. Lack is not having it. And, of course, that is very obvious in much of the world as we look around. But as we train ourselves to look for abundance everywhere, we begin to see abundance everywhere. We begin to see that it is ours. It is everywhere. It is all that we know in our consciousness. We say to ourselves, we've grown up with abundance. We've only known abundance in our world. We've only known happiness and joy and peace and harmony and money in our world. Why is it then that sometimes we struggle a little bit for it? That's because we forget. That's because we let that old lack come in there and say, hey, you ain't got, you don't have it. And that's not true. That's not true. While the appearance may be for the moment we don't have it, the moment we turn our attention to the abundance, to the reality, to the experience that we know is true for us, then we bring that forth in our life. It's not a matter of whether we deserve it or not. You never deserve lack and you never deserve abundance. You get whatever it is that you put the cause in motion to achieve. And when you put the cause in motion to achieve lack, boy, oh boy, you get it well. When you put the cause in motion to achieve abundance, it not only comes in money, it comes in health, it comes in wealth, it comes in joy, it comes in peace, it comes in harmony. Wow, does it come in lots of things. But only because you remain one-pointed, consistent. You remain true to the idea that you are abundant. When I say I am abundant, when I say I am independently wealthy, isn't that a great statement? I am independently wealthy. When I say I am independently wealthy, I put a cause in motion that knows no cease. It only goes on and on and on. I'm independently wealthy. My bank account shows it. My love affair shows it. My happiness shows it. My children show it. My wife shows it. My joy in all of the world show it. All my relatives show it. Everything in the world shows it when I say I am independently wealthy. As I make that statement every moment, every moment, every moment, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy. As I make that statement, I have perfect health. Wow, is it great. I have perfect relationships. Wow, aren't they wonderful. I have lots of money for whatever I choose to spend it. Isn't that wonderful? That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. If you have a question and you'd like to talk to a practitioner, call 1-888-463-8654, and a practitioner will greet you on the phone as you say to the practitioner, I am independently wealthy. Treat with me that this is what I only know and understand. And the practitioner will say, wow, you've done most of the work yourself already. Let's just take it from there. I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy. And as you chant it together, you feel the vibrations of wealth. You feel the result of wealth in every avenue of your life. Make that statement for yourself today. And as you do that, know that I send you through every avenue of my being, my perfect love to say, I love you, I love you, I love you. You are independently wealthy now. Even as I am independently wealthy now.